It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Guten Abend, Damen und Herren, das ist Hans von Kloss und das ist CITR 1 und 100,9 aus Vancouver, Kanada. Ich bin aus Polen, ein polnischer Immigrant, or Ausländer, should I say. Welcome, 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 101.9 FM CITR. How is my German? It's just as good as my English. But that's okay. That's quite all right. Don't you call me people now yet. I have to set it up and do not phone me for next 15 minutes or so. I hope you get it. I hope you got it. Verstehen Sie, meine Freund, meine Liebe? It's almost summertime, so we'll play all this summer music tonight, whatever the fuck that means. I know I shouldn't be swearing. Maybe I should. It's not very cool, is it? But, you know, some people say I say lots of garbage on air. But you haven't heard everything yet. Well, there are some shows in this station that garbage goes on there. It's just, I'm not even close to it. But then again, it's easy to criticize me, but, you know, others criticize you just becoming homophobic. If you know where I'm going with that one. So, usual suspects. Today is number 19 of June 2013. Day is Wednesday, for next 51 minutes or so. Stay tuned for Pyra with Vampire's Ball. Great stuff from one, she's usually sharp, right on spot, 1 o'clock till 5 a.m. And other good programming on the radio, and lots of lame programming on the radio as well. Why not? We are a very amateurish radio, so we are allowed to be lame and uninteresting. So stay tuned for this kind of stuff for next 2 hours. Uninteresting and lame. And you will not be disappointed, guarantee. So let me introduce myself once again, if you haven't heard this. Hans von Klaus, your Polish import. And this show is called Misery Hour.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Yeah.
Oh, not Depeche Mode yet. Underworld, of course. And for this, the editors with camera. This guy is a drama queen and queen of drama in the music. Not many people can build up like he does. The tension in the song. Well, and it is at least on the first album anyway, and when I saw him live, it's just, I thought of Ian Curtis and just got up from the grave. Not so lately, just a little became a little bit too big. That's really too bad, but that's okay. Everybody wants to be bigger and have more cash on the hand, I suppose. I wouldn't mind to have some more money. 101.9 FM CTR 1.9 FM, that's what I said. I was right, wasn't I? Yeah, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. Yeah, that's the difference between pop now and pop in the good days. All the teenage girls and people in mid-20s and 30s were just going bloody crazy about Depeche Mode. And now we have Justin Bieber clone creation, actually born in this very country. That's quite a talent in this country to produce Paul Anka, Justin Bieber. Now you have 10-year-old just baby enjoying Justin Bieber. Nobody else can possibly swallow that stuff. That's what 20 years did to music. It's pretty pathetic. Speaking of Justin Bieber, apparently he bought ticket for $250,000 to some planet or something. I'm not really sure what's this all about, but all I heard, the ticket is both ways, so he's not going to stay in the cosmos forever, unfortunately. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
We'll be right back.
Well, sometimes I keep my promises. She wants revenge. You know what? I'm not gonna pick up the phone tonight. It's just like I feel like just keep going with music. I don't know. If you give me shit, well, imagine that you talk to me and you give me that shit. If you give me a compliment, imagine that you talk to me and give me a compliment. How's that? Nothing personal. If you want to call me, if I'll be alive next week or you will be alive next week, we'll talk.
We'll talk.
Anyway, She Wants Revenge, pretty good show. I don't know whether from Boston or something. The moment I said that I am not going to pick up the phone today, somebody's calling. Get a drink. I mean, my English is really that bad. Okay, so... Okay, no more She Wants Revenge for now. Anyway, there's an example of song that absolutely has... It doesn't make any sense to the point that it makes a lot of sense. Whatever that means. You have a listen to it and... That's exactly what I'm saying. That's right. If my mother would be alive, she would probably say, don't be afraid of any music. That would be good enough if she would be just alive. Rest in peace, mother, wherever you are. That doesn't apply to my father. Don't you ever rest in peace. One 101.9 FM CITR, live from UBC. Possibly in stereo. Hans von Kloss here, the Polish import. And this is Misery Hour. And when I said it's summer music, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know what the fuck that means. Summer music, winter music, fall music, sad music, happy music. Music is music. And there's only one criteria, either you like it or you don't. And, well, there's one exception. there is a Justin Bieber.
We'll be right back.
Well, there is a great quote on YouTube about that. Music. My 13-year-old son said to me a couple days ago, "Dad, I cannot decide which song I like the best in the world, The Forest or The Three Imaginary Boys. Life is great." End of quote. Well, indeed it is. Hopefully that kid will go places. The song is painfully simple, but it's just one of the best pop tunes ever. See, I know he meant it. He did. If there's anybody who can write stuff like this, and I really mean it, that's the Morrissey. By the way, you guys calling me and calling and calling. I mentioned in the beginning, I just don't want to talk to anybody. I just don't want to talk to anybody. Just leave me in peace. Nothing personal. I just want to be... I talked to like Christy Clark. I want to be I want to be in little CDs, little players, and obviously somebody is not listening to the radio because you keep calling. So if you would listen right now to that show called Misery Hour with Hans von fucking Klaus from fucking Poland, you would get it that I just said that I don't pick up the phone tonight. So obviously what you're doing is sitting in front of the phone and calling me for whatever the hell reason that is, and just keep doing it at this very moment. So what is the point? If you don't listen to the show, why are you calling me? Who are you? God. Am I dumb or what? I don't know. Okay. This sound kind of fart-like. It's a sound of fake leather of courtesy of CTR. It's just extremely uncomfortable chair, but that's okay. At least it's a chair. It's all good. And it makes those funny sounds. A brand new day. Today is Thursday, 20th day of June. And in a couple of days, we'll have summer, apparently, and the longest night of the year. I mean, the shortest night of the year and the longest day of the year in this part of the world. And from then on, we'll go downhill and heat all over. The rainy days and cold and miserable. And then we go again and again until we run out of fucking luck and we'll die. And that's what will happen. Sorry to remind you that you are mortal, but yeah, it feels better. But I'm not the only one who's just about to die. 101.9 FM CTR, that's the radio you listen to, so avoid that station between 11 and 1 on Wednesdays. Oh, the phone call stopped. That's very nice. That is very, very, very nice. I guess that was a Justin Bieber calling me. So upset. Or maybe some of the fans. Baby, 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 baby. No, baby, baby, baby. What do you do when you're 13 years old or something and you're loaded with cash? Basically, every child recognizes you on the world. And then in 5 years down the road, you'll be 18 years old after puberty. And you will waste all your money. You'll be miserable drunk. And all you will have left is just the memories when the 10-year-old were singing to you, baby, 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 on every airport and railway station and bus station, so on and so on. Well, if you don't believe me, let's talk to me in about 5 years, I guess. That'll be a good time. Time to slow down a little bit. Some chameleons and whatever. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Prayer for Rain, The Cure from Disintegration Street. 9 minutes and whatever, 18 seconds or something of absolutely great stuff. Contagious sadness. Our weekly wish to people involved in the animal vivisection, testing on animals, abusing animals, and those who killing them ritual way, so-called. I hope your life will be nightmare every minute of it. Oh, here's the story, actually. Because, you know, ritual killing, it's usually done by Muslims and Jews, mostly. To my knowledge, anyway, I might be mistaken. There might be some other cult doing this. Been in a bank and with my wonderful dog, Zoe, and there's this kid, the father, from Middle East, of course. It wasn't very hard to guess. And the kid was just running away from a dog. I said, why? Because the dogs are dirty. Well, yeah, well, like, his kid was really clean anyway. I was just really too nice to say it, but what is their problem? What is the hell their problem? I don't get it. A religion can really wash your brain. Doesn't matter what religion that is. But that's one of the examples. It's really sickening. But then again, there are some people that can't steer their lives on their own. They're just too weak. They need something or someone to tell them how to live their lives. And when they follow, they think they're safe and they do the right thing. Well, I don't think I do the right thing. I don't believe in anything. It's like this beautiful line I heard before. Do you believe in God? Not yet. Pyra will be with you in about 35 minutes. She's got brilliant makeup. She reminds me of those good days when girls really looked awesome, and there's punk movement and goth and industrial, and I was really into it. I always have been. I kind of miss it. I really do. Like I always say, why leave life unnoticed?
Because of you. child.
That album on my birthday from Dan, my girlfriend, now my wife. Yeah, she paid for it, almost her full paycheck. That's what you call love. Tell you what, I could not find a better woman in my life. A couple things to play, and then I will leave you until Pyra will show up. She's here already. Until she will start the show, I will leave you with soundtrack for from Three Colors, the triptych by Krzysztof Keślowski, and this one is called Red. And I highly recommend to, if you haven't seen it, it's called Three Colors, Blue, Red and White, by Krzysztof Keślowski. You will find it. What year is this? Let me just refresh my memory. 1994, this Red is coming. Absolutely brilliant cinema. And if you have a little heart, a little bit feelings, you will dig it. You will dig it. Well, if you won't, you probably are not alive. You have no pulse and you shouldn't be living on this planet. Maybe I shouldn't be either, but anyway, Three Colors, Red, Blue and White by Krzysztof Keślowski. So that's the soundtrack I will leave you with. It's not really a soundtrack, it's just like you call this in the movie industry, off from the film, which is basically all the audio except video. Am I clear here? I guess. So David Sylvian and some opposition, and let's hope we'll talk next week, and maybe I'll pick up the phone. Nothing personal, I just didn't feel like it today, and I love you and I hate you people out there, you know it, I know it. I wish you rain.
I dream in color. This is the way I am.
outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.